You're listening to Bible Prophecy Daily, a weekday podcast where Bible prophecy matters and matters greatly.
And welcome back. It's another episode of Bible Prophecy Daily. I'm your host for today, Jake McCandless with Stand Firm Ministries, where we're helping believers hold on and encouraging especially families to have a faith that lasts and helping them navigate such a time as this. And in today's episode, I want to talk about cutting the crap, getting to the core of the end time narrative. Talking about how important it is to know the core of the end time narrative that we have throughout Scripture. I'm going on my nearly 10th year of working with Stand Firm, 8th year full time. So I've dealt with a lot of people across the country on prophecy. And I work in two different worlds. My heart is try to get these things in front of people who aren't tracking in those. To get into churches where people love Jesus, but they're not talking about him coming back, not ready for these challenges that are coming. But then also, I hang with you, those who are tracking in these things. But I have to admit, I am growing weary. I sat down at an event just last night in our community where we're planning a church. And immediately someone began talking to me about some new theory about the end of the world. I didn't even engage. I let them finish and I found an excuse to scurry away. And I sat down with one of our leaders of one of our neighborhood groups, connection groups. And I'm like, man, I just can't take any more crazy. Maybe that's wrong to admit that, but that's where I am. And I think you probably know what I'm talking about. When it comes to digging into matters of the end of the age, it seems like it's so easy to just cross over the ledge into crazy town. And maybe things that aren't just crazy, but to chase nearly everything that happens in the news and attaching it to the end of the age. Now, to be fair, I think like you, I agree. Hey, we're headed down those tracks fast. So everything we're seeing, yeah, we can say, hey, this is likely end of the ages stuff. But not every conspiracy is the end of the age. Not every corruption within our government, within the world, is the end of the age. The Bible has a very specific outline, for lack of better words, narrative. I don't know what the right word is. The Bible just tells us what's going to happen. And we so often try to shoehorn things in that aren't necessarily there when the Bible gives us ample information to know a lot about the end of the age. One of the things I love about this podcast and the various hosts that are here is the heart to get back to, okay, what was the original intent of the Scriptures? Okay, what is the foundation within the Old Testament, within the books of the law, within the prophets, that then made its way to be explained in the New Testament? What was this first audience thinking? How did they receive these things? What's in the original language? That heart to get back to, okay, what does the Bible say? Therefore, how then do we bridge it to understanding today? Versus starting with the times and trying to work that in the text. This is happening big time here in the States as we're coming into an election this fall. Disastrous election. Yes, since America is a super and has so much influence in the world, whatever happens here is definitely going to trickle into end of the age events. But the corruption of our government and influence of the world and world organizations and all those things, though maybe a factor, aren't at the biblical core. Does that make sense? So what I wanted to do after I give you this gripe session is just to drill down and ask the question, okay, what is the core within Scripture? What is continually repeated from the beginning? So I ask you, what is the core? What was the core beginning in the law, repeated by the prophets, and then retold in the New Testament, clarified by Jesus, clarified in the book of Revelation? What is the core? If you're where you can pause this, I encourage you to do that. Pause it and ask yourself in an elevator pitch, riding up, you've got a few floors to get this out. What is the main thing? Now, to do this justice, we would need to walk through all of the Old Testament, New Testament. But I think there's some key areas where we see this. To me, one of the most helpful is in Matthew 24, the Olivet Discourse. Of course, you have Jesus giving the greatest prophecy podcast there ever was and will be, hearing directly from the one who's coming back on how things are going to go. But that core, yes, that's in what he says, but I think it really goes back to the question of the disciples. The disciples ask really a couple questions, but basically they take what they know about the end of the age and put it in a question. And Jesus doesn't dismiss their question. He doesn't correct them on their assumption. Rather, he just gives details to the core they already had. Now, granted, there's not a lot there in that question, but you also can go back and find other times where the disciples are asking things, not just the disciples, but conversation Jesus has, especially with Pharisees and Sadducees. Like, you can begin to form, okay, this was their view. Of course, Second Temple writings are very helpful to understand, okay, what was the foundation of this audience Jesus walked into in their understanding of the end of the age? So that's one place. We also can go back and, I mean, walk through, you know, the prophets and what's the main things that they talk about. Yeah, they give a lot of details, but if you categorize these, what are the main things? Then I think tracking as far back as we can into the books of the law. One of those helpful ones in the law is going back to, I think, something like the Song of Moses, Deuteronomy 32. And so he really walks through this whole move of God, what God's been doing and what he's going to do. Okay, so in these places, what's the core? Well, let's just kind of start there in the Old Testament with the prophets. What's the main thing they talk about? Pretty much the story of all of them, the reason that they're there, is calling Israel out for their sin, for their idolatry, for turning from God, right? And calling them back to God and back to the covenant of the land with the threat that if you do not turn back, you'll be taken out of this land, and then tend to have the promise of Israel being restored by God, by his Messiah, and the establishment of this eternal kingdom. That's the core. And think about it. You have, again, repeated throughout the prophets, Israel has gone astray. Prophet has been sent, tells them their sin, their idolatry. Talks about God sending chastisement, punishment because of that. Typically doing that through neighbor nations. Then judgment on those nations, restoration of Israel, and the establishment of that kingdom that's never dissected from the Messiah. I mean, we could go even further, right? Go back to Genesis 3, which I try to do often, probably every other podcast, Genesis 3:15, because we get the overarching story that this seed of the woman is going to come and defeat Satan and his seed and set things right. But that idea of restoration into a new Eden, of course, we have with David, he's given this covenant with God of this eternal kingdom. We have this Edenic earth with a king, with a kingdom, and people living forever in resurrected bodies. Man, that's the core. I mentioned this song of Moses in Deuteronomy 32. Again, if you walk through it, it talks about what God has done for Israel. Then it talks about Israel departing from God and ultimately God coming through and showing he is the true God or most high God. Constantly, this core keeps coming up. So the disciples, they ask Jesus a question, right? That's what triggers it. It's actually triggered when Jesus talks about the temple being destroyed, which rang in their mind, okay, this happened in the past, likely to happen at the end of the age, therefore that's going to be the start of all these new things. So they're triggered, they reveal what they know as they ask. Verse 3, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Again, not much there, but they associated the destruction of the temple with the Messiah, restoration, and his kingdom, and a new age. That was their core. And then Jesus doesn't say, guys, you got it wrong. Let me tell you how it is. No, he just builds on what they have. He says, okay, here's the signs leading up to that end. Here is that destruction. Here is this final enemy, Gentile enemy, that will come against Israel. Here is the Messiah coming and doing what I said he would do in Genesis 3. And here is that new age, this messianic kingdom. It drops us details of the millennial kingdom and then how it will turn into what it will turn into down the road. But he just builds upon their core. He doesn't add anything new. I mean, you go to the book of Revelation, not really dropping anything new. Just elaborating on this core that already existed. But you have other times where the disciples talk about, you know, in your kingdom, can I sit on your right, at your right hand? Like, when will your kingdom come? Is it time yet, Lord? Like, the driving force was this Messiah would come and establish his kingdom. And it all centered on Israel facing great trials and then restoration. That's the core you keep seeing. As I mentioned, the other conversations Jesus has. I mean, most of the conversations he has, especially with Sadducees and Pharisees. Okay, let me back up here. Most of it deals with him, his claim of divinity and claim of the Messiah. But then, closely after that, the debate becomes with the resurrection. Of course, that was one of the major things against the Pharisees and the Sadducees was this resurrection. So what is the core? The core is Israel turning away, being restored with the Messiah in a kingdom and a resurrection. Messiah, restoration, resurrection, kingdom, all things fixed. That's the core. That is the core. And so what needs the focus when we're talking about the end of the age is the coming of the Messiah, is the establishment of his kingdom, him making all things new, and especially the restoration of Israel. And so lay that foundation, and then we build upon that. We filter through that. So I know I'm speaking to the choir with this, but I just want to encourage you to make sure that you have the biblical core of the end of the age. Man, I love the healthy dialogue that's probably happening in the lives of many who are listening. Man, you know, just from episode to episode, all of us hosts have different slants and different things that we lean towards. But if someone is shifting away from this core, then that's where it gets dangerous. I mean, we're living in a fascinating time. And as the final generation, whoever that is, whenever that is, seeming close, but whenever that is, they're going to face a very interesting time. There's going to be a lot of things to chase. but we cannot leave the core. It's important that we know the core of the end time narrative. As I've shared, one of the main focuses with Stanford Ministries now is that we're aiming to help families have a faith that lasts and navigate such a time and stand firm. And so I want to close out with just a quick minute each episode about our families. And I think every time it's been basically the same. Hey, we just need to pass this stuff on. We need to tell them. So we talked about the core. Our children are going to have a lot of things thrown to them by the end of the age. I mean, even within church, if you're in a church that's actually talking about it, it's still no telling what they're going to hear. It's up to us to lay that foundation. And that foundation starts with the return. I know one of the things that's very important here with this podcast is as we're talking about the timing of the rapture, the need to understand a later rapture than a pre-trib one. But what we really need to drill down in our children and our family and our own lives is the great hope is the return of Christ and the establishment of His kingdom. And then the eternity that will follow, the rapture is a component in that. But let us not let that overshadow the return. Again, thanks for listening to another episode of Bible Prophecy Daily. I'm so thankful I got the chance to hang with you. I look forward to doing it again.
Thanks for listening to Bible Prophecy Daily. We hope you learned something valuable today. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss an episode.